So we're in the middle of the topic of Kiddush V'Chilul Hashem / Gimel Averos. So just look at the Gemara just for a minute, just to get back to where we were, and then we'll pick up. The Gemara here says, "Kizam Chafei Amid Aleph." Right, the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Yochanan." There's one third up from the bottom of the page on Chafei Amid Aleph. The Chomet Shapin Chutz Me'atzei Ashera. You can partake of any kind of medicine, even if that medicine is Macholos of Suros, as Chutz Me'atzei Ashera, with the exception of something that is extracted from an Ashera of Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says, "Echadam, ine medika sakana afilu atzei asher nami, the leka sakana afilu koli surcha betara nami, nami lo." Sorry, if we're talking about a sakana, is you able to take medicine even from the asherah? If there's no sakana, then any easter should be ma'ake. So the Gemara says, "Lo, the olam ein medika sakana." We're talking about a case with a sakana afilu atzei asherah lo. Nonetheless, we distinguish between asherah and other Yisurim. The Tanya of Lozer Omer, Nemo B'chom Ashecha, Lama Nemo B'chom Adecha, Nemo B'chom Adecha, Lama Nemo B'chom Ashecha, Elomar, Inesha Nem Shegufa Chav Vala Mimono, Lekach Nemo B'chom Ashecha, Yesha Nem Shemono Chav Vala Bikufa, Lekach Nemo B'chom Neodecha. Meaning, we're trying to identify people's priorities, misplaced or otherwise. There are all sorts of people in the world, that's what the Gemara is telling us. Either way, the point is, under certain conditions, we demand that you give up everything for the sake of Yahafta Eis Hashem Elokecha, Mesiris Nefesh, demands which whatever is most precious to you, if that's what's on the line, you have to give it up. So the Gemara seems to assume that that is a reference to Avodah Zarah, and we already talked about the implications of that. I want to get back to that, so we left off with, again, and that is that the Pasuk doesn't say anything about Avodah Zarah. The Gemara is projecting that that's a source for Avodah Zarah. Is there any, is that the Gili Milsa, that that's what we're talking about and that's the end of the story? Or should we say like the Ranan Ram Chalava, which is that the Pasuk per se is not talking about Avodah Zarah, but the ultimate, the Avos Hashem, the ultimate, oh, thank you.
No,
the,
sorry.
Okay. The ultimate in Avos Hashem and the ultimate in Kabbalah, so Malka Shemayim, is Mesiris Nefesh, when you're confronted with an Avodah Zarah question. In which case, Avodah Zarah isn't necessarily, technically, only Avodah Zarah. Maybe Avodah Zarah is a symbol about the loyalty to religion and to the Rabbanu Sholem. And that might have implications, as we discussed. I want to get back to that today. Okay, just one second. Yeah. So then the Gemara goes on. So we'll get back to that soon. The Gemara goes on and says, "Kiyasa Rabbi, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, but come and shrap in the Chutzmah for the Zarah, and I run a shrap on him." Before we listed only the one exception of Avodah Zarah, now we're expanding to the exceptions also of Gilei Arayos and Shvichas Damim. The Gemara says, "Avodah Zarah Hadamaran," that's the sources of what we mentioned before, Gilei Arayos, Shvichas Damim. The sources for Gilei Arayos and Shvichas Damim are Titania, Rebbe Omer, Ki Kasher Yakum Isha Rehu, Tzachon Nefesh, Kein Hadavar Hazeh. The Chimanya Rotech Etzel Nar Marasa, Hariz Abala Lamed, Beninsa Lamed. Makesh Rotzeach Nar Marasa, Ma Nar Marasa Nitin Latzil Benafsho, Akrotzeach Nitin Latzil Benafsho. This equation between Nar Marasa and Rotzeach goes in both directions. So on the one hand, we learn that if the only way to stop a Rotzeach is to kill him, to prevent him from killing someone else, you can do so, because you can even kill somebody to prevent him from attacking an Nar Marasa. But then it also goes in the other direction, and that is Nar Marasa Mirotzeach, Marotzeach Yehorg Vayavar, Af Nar Marasa Tehareg Ba'al Tavor. Just as you, right, cannot, under any conditions, take another life, even if your own life will be forfeit, so too, when it comes to Gilei Arayos, you should rather forfeit your life than violate this Isur. Okay. Then the Gemara says, "Shvichas Dam Gufa Min Olam." What's that based on? The Gemara says, "Svara Hu Its Logic." Okay, who also the Kamei Rava Amalei Mari Dirai Amalei Zil Katal LePlanya. Go kill X Below Katil LeLok. Otherwise, I'll kill you. Amalei Likatluk Below Tikdol. Rather, you should be killed than you should kill. After all, my chazis the Dam of the Dak Sumak Tvei. Who said your blood is redder ben his blood. Dilma dama da ugabra sumakte. Then finally, the Gemara has one more little part. Mar Ravashi Ashkelu Ravinu Deshayif Lebarte Begur Kidarla. The Mar Ravashi found that Ravina was applying some sort of lotion or medicine, which was extracted from Orla to his daughter. Amalei Emer Dom Rabbanu Mishal Sakana. So he said to him, "Well, how are you doing that? Orla's Asur Bahana, right? And the only hetter would be if it was a Sakana." But Shalom Shah Sakana be Amor. So the Gemara says, Amalei Hai Ishasa Tzimirta Nami Kishasa Sakana Dami. This is something which qualifies. So it's fascinating. They just didn't know what her ailment was. Once they found out what her ailment was, so they said, oh yeah, of course, that's Pikoch Nefesh. Or is this an ailment, you know, which is kind of on the borderline? And the Chiddush is that it qualified. We originally thought that isn't Sakana. Now we're saying that is Sakana. I don't mean that the Chiddush is a medical Chiddush. Some doctors think that this is Sakana, and others think not. I mean, it's something like either Suffix Sakana versus Vare Sakana, or it's something which, if you don't treat now, you'll become Mesukan, but you're not yet Mesukan, similar to the Reb Chaim distinction when it comes to Yom Kippur. I mean, there's something here, right, about some sort of a threshold issue, a legal issue, about how you define Pikoch Nefesh. So it might be what's going on. Ikadamri, Amalei, Midi Derech HaNakal Dibna. Or what he said to him was, Inachanami, it's Shelo B'Sakana, and it's true normally that without a Sakana, there's no heter to violate Yisurei Torah, but this is Shelo Kederech. And what did he mean by that? And therefore what? Since it's Shelo Kederech, therefore there's a heter of Chola, even Shein B'Sukan. So Shelo Kederech is a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan? So I appreciate this on that. I hope we'll get a chance to speak about it maybe next week a little bit more. But the Rav Yoz of the opinion that Shelo Kederech is mutter. And this is the Gemara, actually. You know, even if you take the view that that's whatever you say about this perspective, basically, we're not saying anything that Chol Shein Mesukan is a significant category. In Halakha, it's not. It wouldn't be matir any Iser. It wouldn't even be matir maybe an Iser, a regular Iser Drabanan. But Shelo Kederech is Heter Gomer. That's the reading of the Rav Yah. It's not the simple reading of the Gemara, but that's how the Rav Yah reads it. The opposite view is the view of the Archos Chaim and a few other Chachmei Provence, who think that Shelo Kederech Hana is actually something which is retains the status of an Isur D'Oraisa. The only thing is it's Omalkus. They compare it to Chati Shir. It's like Chati Shir is also Minat Torah. So too they say Shelo Kederech is also Minat Torah. But there's no Malkus. That would be the opposite. That would be the biggest Kiddush. Even though it's also in our Torah, since there's no Malkus, right, there's a heter, Shalo b'mokom sakana. Chol Shein Mesukan, right, doesn't allow you to violate Yisurim in the most acute manner, in a way which would normally would generate an Onesh, but it does matir Yisurei Doraisa. So, for example, it would be Chatzishir. Chatzishir Mutter. The Sefer Chinuch says in the context of Yom Kippur that Chatzishir is Mutter B'Mokom Chol Shein Bo Sakana. Minchas Chinuch jumps on that Chinuch and says, I don't know where he got that from. If it's also Minat Torah, then Chatzishir, which is, if Chatzishir is also Minat Torah, it should be prohibited, even in Chol Shein Bo Sakana. Because Chol Shein Bo Sakana is not Pikoch Nefesh. But according to the Rav Yah, right, it's interesting that some of the Mefarshim equate Chatzishir D'Oraisa and Shelo Kederech in their view that it's the Rav Yah Chaskayim, Zanenshin, and the Iriya Sachadeya, the Kesem Mishnah and the Radvaz, I'm sorry, the Kesem Mishnah and the Babit, think that this is a Pshat in the Rambam. I'm not so sure that Pshat Rambam that we discussed already, the Rambam that says that there's no Malkus for Yisuri Anah. Ram says even if there's a violation of an Yisra'na, you're not loka for that. Most Rishonim disagree with the Rambam. They think if there's an Yisra'na D'Oraisa, there's a Maisa, then you should get Malkus. The Rambam Shita Machol Sasuros is that it's also in the Torah, Yisra'na, but there's no Malkus for it. So why is there no Malkus? So some of the Mefarshim, the Kiryat Sefer, the Mabit, and the Kesem Mishnah suggest that every time you have something which is theoretically edible, right, but you use it for hana, it's always shelo kederach. Therefore, it's doraisa, right? But it's shelo kederach. So isra hana is always shelo kederach, but doraisa, and that's why there's no malchus. That's how they interpret. But if that's really true, then shelo kederach is retains doraisa, then this gemara is a sensational gemara, because this gemara says that kolish in gosakana is matir a doraisa, just not a full doraisa. I think I mentioned the Levush explains that, you know, the Mishnah says in Sukkah that you, that Kola, Umisham Shehem, don't have to be in the Sukkah. So normally it's understood that that's kind of an extension of Mitzdayer, and it's based on Teishu Kain Toduru, but it's just more expansive. But the Levush says, what's that?
I was
going
to say, when you say it's Asur, but in this situation you can do it. It's Asur, but since it's a Malkus.
It's a lower level, so it's like it's a.
And it's still
it's
wrong
a,
to do.
Then say what?
It's still wrong to do.
Yeah, no, no. I'm talking about being mutter b'chol l'shem b'sakana. In other words, normally, if there's no pressure, then it's an isa d'oraisa without malchus. So the question is, and what if there's the pressure? Is it the peketzer pikoch nefesh? Even if it was an isra noshiyesh for malchus. Question is, it's also without Torah. But there's no malchus, there's no onus, and now there's cholesh ein bo sakana. Doctor says, listen, your life isn't in jeopardy, but this will help you. It's a good therapy. It'll help your illness. You're mushkav lamita. You're not in a state of danger. So that the question, one of the things I think is fascinating here, it requires much of more of a discussion. But that is there, in other words, a status of cholesh ein bo sakana in halacha? We know at a drabbanon level that there's shvus. We say, for example. Shavuos to Shavuos on Amir Lakum on Shabbos, we say for Chol Hashem B'Sakana too, but that's the Drabana. And at the Raisa level, do we recognize Chol Hashem B'Sakana? That's really a fascinating question. So Chatishira would be an example of that. Shalom Kedem, that's one of the interpretations of the Gemara here. The more standard interpretation is that Shalom Kederach is also in the Drabana.
What is the Shalom Kederach here?
Because it's normally good, that's not the normal way that Gorki Shalorla is used. Normally, let's say it's eaten and he's using it as a lotion.
It's also
Well, I'd say a share, it depends what you, I mean, you're eating it, and maybe that's what you use the extract for. It's very possible that it is Shukir Kedarif. Maybe the sap of the whatever is made into a. Maybe that's its normal usage. But here he asked him, he says, how can you do this? So they gave two answers. One is use Masukkan. And the other is, it's Shalom Kederach. It could be there's also a debate whether this constitutes Shalom Kederach. The Mishnah Melech argues that. By the way, the Mishnah Melech in the Sodei Torah, Parakei, seems to say, well, maybe that's good for the argument. Maybe the question is whether it's Shalom Kederach is Zaraisa, even though there's no Malkus. So is there a Heter, Chol Hashem Bo Sakana? So maybe that's the two Deos in the Gemara. It's a very fascinating Gemara. It's really very, very important. Even if it's a Drabbanan, there's a big debate in the Rishonim here. Is it like a regular Drabbanan? Or is it more kal, maybe? And Shri Mimchalik between Yisra and Drabanan and Macholos Asuros Drabanan. Big, big, big discussion. Now, is what we say about any Yisra Drabanan that's a heter of Shalom Kederach? Or Dafka, the Dafka Shalom Kederach? Shalom Kederach equal, better, or worse than a regular Drabanan if it's a Drabanan? And there's a difference between Macholos Asuros Drabanan and Yisra and Drabanan. Look at the Ran. Here in the Sugya, he has that whole discussion. So if I get a chance, I'll elaborate more, because that's a very important halacha l'maaseh. It's an important topic, and conceptually, it's an important topic. But I want to get back to the bigger topic that we were discussing and try to finish off parts of that. Yeah. I hope it wasn't because of the way that I was reading.
Not at all.
Oh, thank you.
Not at all. Just
listen.
Listen,
you're
not being the reason for that. Hekesh or Nara Marasa,
yeah,
for a Rode, it should be obvious that without a Hekesh,
yeah,
but maybe the Hanabisa was for my husband to someone.
Something like that.
Someone
right.
To say,
even though it's strange because here somebody's a guilty party,
right,
and he's taking initiative. So that's an important thing to think. I don't want to go into that right now, but that's very important. I agree with you. That's very important for the Sanhedrin topics. Of no, not at all. You know, Trefa and Rodef and Baba Machteres. you know, to what extent any aspect of, you know, Hatzalah or you know, Inzok HaNefesh, Kefnei Nefesh, those kind of things apply or not. You're absolutely right. It's something to consider. Okay, now, there's something here. very good. Okay, so let's go back to the bigger question. The bigger question is this. I want to discuss two questions tonight, and they're connected and connected to what we've been discussing. One is the relationship between two aspects of the Din of Yahari Bayabar and how they play out in various things. And the other is two different scenarios of Yahari Bayabar. Okay, the two aspects, as we began with last week, are Kiddush Hashem Lashem, on the one hand, and what we call the Chumrat Sa'aveira on the other. The two different scenarios are the Gemara and Sanhedrin, which is what we mostly know about, somebody putting a gun to your head, threatening your life, saying you do this or I'll, you know, do that. As opposed to our Gemara here in Tzachim, where no one's putting a gun to your head. It's Pikoch Nefesh. It's holy. It's illness. It's an internal pressure rather than an external one. Does that matter? Okay. So let's start with the first question first, and then we'll see the relationships. We mentioned last week that there are, you know, there are two perspectives. On the surface, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that there are three scenarios of Yahari Bayabar, three types of scenarios of Yahari Bayabar. One is what we call the Gimel Averos, which we have here and we have in Sanhedrin. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shefichas Dam. Now, according to Rabbi Yishmael, in Gemara Sanhedrin and in Avodah Zarah, even Avodah Zarah, right, Bitsina, if there's no witness in audience, there's Yavar Bal Yahari, you don't have to give up your life. There's a debate in the Rishonim whether or not Rabbi Yishmael's view, which is that there's no Yahari Bal Yavar, Bitsina for Avodah Zarah, is that only in Avodah Zarah? Or does it extend also to at least Gilui Arayos, right? Maybe even Rotzeach. Of course, it extends to Rotzeach. That's really quite sensational, meaning the Svara wouldn't apply. But there is such a view in the Rishonim that Rabbi Shmuel goes across the board. In other words, what I'm asking is Rabbi Shmuel, who we know explicitly, right, rejects, we don't pass on that Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Shmuel rejects the view of Yahari Bayabar in all cases of Avodah Zarah. What does he hold about the relationship between the three? Are the three one unit, or could you be mechalic between them? In Svara, there's a reason that you might say, well, there's one, and there's one. Or is it, we call them the big three, right? Are they really units? What you say about one affects what you say about the other? Not necessarily. There are different ways to break down the three as well. Obviously, Rotzeach stands out in terms of it being a din in the Chumrat Sa'aveira because of the Svara, right? On the other hand, Avodah Zarah stands out very much from a Ben Adam L'Makom point of view. Right, as we say, the Rambam, in a very famous passage in the end of Hilchos Shabbos, as we mentioned, in the end of Perek Lamed Hilchos Shabbos, which is the last halacha in Hilchos Shabbos, speaks about Avodah Zarah and Shabbos, right, as being two, you know, theological, you know, foundations of Judaism. Right, the person's Avodah Zarah, then he's rejecting the purpose of life. And Shabbos, of course, is Osi Beino Vein B'nei Yisrael, Osi Le'olam. Very beautiful Rambam in Perek Lamed, Hilchos Shabbos. There's another Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach, where the Rambam speaks about murder being the most heinous of crime. As a crime, of course, that's, as a transgression, maybe Avodah Zarah is worse. As a crime, you know, with a different connotation, obviously Rotzeach. So, in terms of the Svara, Rotzeach stands out. In terms of everything else, Avodah Zarah, you might say, as I mentioned, I think, previously, on the one hand, it's the, you know, it's the linchpin of everything, it's the purpose of life. On the other hand, unlike Rotzeach and Gilui Arayos, which are objective actions, right, you say, oh, I didn't mean it, but the fellow's, he's no longer alive, right? Or I didn't mean it, but the act of Gilui Arayos took place. But if I didn't mean it, then there's no Kabbalah Salokos. The question is there any significance to Avodah Zarah? So Avodah Zarah has a kula, more than the other two, even though it has chumrah. The point is, trying to make is that theoretically, drawing the line in different places, say, oh, Rabbi Shmuel says what he says only by Avodah Zarah. They say, oh, Kavachomer, if he says, even Avodah Zarah, there's no Yahari, Vayav, or Betzina, certainly the others. Or no, Dafka Avodah Zarah, because Avodah Zarah is more subjective. It depends on what you really have in mind. There's no Kabbalah Salikus. It's lip service. It's nothing. Right? We don't possibly like Rabbi Shmuel, but the same question, right, can be applied. Namely, we pask in Yahari Vayabor applies to the big three, all three of them, but are they necessarily the same? Right? Is it possible that in some cases we're dealing with what we call Chomer Sadeira, the Avera is a Chomer that does not have to be Koch Nefesh at all? And in other cases, there might be a have to be Koch Nefesh in theory, but there's always something else, and that is Chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem, even Betzina, the what I call the scandal quotient is so great that even without a witnessing audience, it's scandalous enough to generate Chilul Hashem. So you might say, oh, you know what? Avodah Zarah is more Chilul Hashem, Betzina. Gilui Arayus is Chilul Hashem, Betzina. But maybe Rotzeach is Chomer Tzavera. So the first question is, even within the three, are they all identical, and where do you draw the line? The issue of Rabbi Shmuel is one example of that, and we'll see some other examples as we move forward. Let's give you one example right away. The Gemara in Sanhedrin raises the question, what about a Ben Noach? We'll get back to this Gemara in a minute. The Gemara wants to know, does the Ben Noach have a chiyuv, limsar satzmo, to give up his life or not? So the simple reading of the Gemara is that the Gemara distinguishes between the Tzina and the Farhesia. That the only way that Ben Noach might have to give up his life, if at all, would be b'farhesia, but certainly not b'tzinna. So the Mishnah Melech in Hukos Malachim raises the question, is that true only with regard to Avodah Zarah and Gilui Arayos, that he doesn't have a chiyuv Yahari Vayavor? Is it even true with regard to the Svara and Rotzeach? You say that if b'tzinna, somebody puts a gun to the head of a Ben Noach and says, kill him or I'll kill you, he's allowed to kill the guy. Right? So this is another example, in addition to Rabbi Yishmael, right, Ben Noach, whether you can distinguish between the Gibel Averos. Another example, which we'll get to in just a minute, more fully, would be a situation of Avar Velo Ne'arag. Let's say you're supposed to give up your life and you don't. We'll get to that in just a minute. Do we punish you according to the Avera that you should get normally when you're Ovid Avodah Zarah, or normally when you're involved in Gilui Arayos? Or do we say, no, you're off the hook. Even though you were supposed to give up your life, we don't punish you. Is there a difference within the Gibel Averos on that question? Another question, which we'll get to in a minute. The details we'll get to in a minute. And that is Hanos Atzmo. Let's say the Anos is motivated by personal pleasure. He's a hedonist. Not by making some point, forcing you, right, to abandon your religion. Is there any difference between the Gimel Averos, within the Gimel Averos? Is there a difference between Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shvichasam? So the first question is, within the three, I've given you several nafkamina, and there could be more, within the three, are they all one unit, or is there a difference? Even if we were to accept that the Gimel were a unit, the next question is to compare the Gimel to the other two categories of Yahari Vayavar. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that if the issue is a public one, if the ultimatum is given publicly, right, succumb to pressure or be killed, testing, in other words, one's religious fidelity, one's loyalty, if that's done, b'farhesia, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, afilo mitzvah kala, right, Yahari Vayavar. And then the Gemara goes on to say, or even if it's Betzina, even if the issue is raised privately, but if it's Bishas Hagzeira, Bishas Hashmad, if it's a time of religious persecution, then Yeharig Vayavar would apply again, Afilu the Mitzvah Kala. So for three types of Yeharig Vayavars, the Gibel Averos, which we're not sure are Gibel now, right? They're either one, two, or three. Okay, let's for the moment see them as a single unit. There's the Gimel Averos, there's Farhesia, and the Shas Hashmah. What you want to know is, are these three the same or not? Now, if they are the same, so you would think that the basis for all of them would be Kiddush V'Chilul Hashem. After all, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that why is it that the Farhesia it's Yehari Vayavar Afilu Mitzvah Kala, because the Torah says V'niktashti B'silk B'nei Yisrael. Now the Gemara asks the question, what if there are 9 Jews and 1 non-Jew? The Gemara says Toch Toch, we learn from the Meraglim, etc. It has to be 10 Jews. V'niktashti B'silk B'nei Yisrael. The Gemara says, because that's the idea of Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Chilul Hashem, 10 Jews. So the Pashtus, Farhesi at least, is based on the principle of Kiddush Chilul Hashem, and not the concept of Chumra Saveira. And that makes a great deal of sense, because if it's the Chumra Saveira, which is responsible for Yehari Vayabar, should there be a difference between Sinah and Farhesi? Presumably not. Right? The Chumra Saveira is the same in either case. The impact on others, the Chilul Hashem, is hugely different. Shas HaShmad, on the other hand, that's something in between. You might say, oh, Shas HaShmad is always a test of loyalty. If you fail, it's always the Chilul Hashem, even B'tzinu. So it belongs with Farhesia. Or you might say, especially in light of the fact that B'chol Abadcha, B'chol Nafshecha, right, Shema Yisrael HaShem Elokecha, V'ahavteif HaShem Elokecha, is the Makar. You might say, instead of seeing Shas HaShmad as an extension of Farhesia, and as part of Kiddush Chilul Hashem, you might think that maybe Shas HaShmad is an extension of Avodah Zarah. If the idea behind Avodah Zarah is loyalty, so in Shas HaShmad, shoelaces become loyalty. Harkas of the Misana. And maybe then there'd be Nafkamina, right, for example, Hanoas Atzmo, Karka Olam, some of the issues of Arvalo Ne'arag, let's say you're supposed to give up your life and you don't, there'd be concrete nafkamina ways to figure out that you have to apply 6 or 7 or 8 different issues. I'm just telling you how you would do it. We're not going to spend the time to do it thoroughly because we don't have the time right now, but this is what you need to do. What you need to do is examine these 3 different categories and within the categories. The 3, right, and each one of the 3, the Farhesia and the Shas HaShmad. And then you need to ask, right, what, when it comes to these things, what about Avar V'lo Ne'arag? What about Hanos Atzmo? What about Ben Noach? Right? And so on. So what I want to do is discuss it a little bit, and then what I'd like to really show, because we don't have so much time, but at least very quickly I'd like to show, is that while the conventional view is that these are mutually exclusive ideas, one idea is Chumra Saveira. This Avera is so chamur, there's no hetzer pikuach nefesh. You can't violate, there's never an excuse to violate. It's a hardcore Maisa Avera kind of a problem. That's one extreme. What's the other? Really, really, really intrinsically in terms of the Chumra Saveira, the Chai Vahem V'lo Shamasim. Pikuach nefesh applies to everywhere. By the way, philosophically, halachically, this is a huge and fascinating argument. Right? Does the Chai Vahem extend everywhere? The only thing is, Kiddush Chilul Hashem always is what demands Mesiras Nefesh. But Kiddush Chilul Hashem is a Mechayev in its own right. That's the, I think, the conventional view, that these are two totally different ideas, and you have to figure out which one applies to the 3, which applies to Shas HaShmad. We pretty much know Farhesia, we pretty much know at least some of the 3, and the question is all the ones in between, etc. What I'd like to try to show, especially in light of things that we discussed previously, is that a few Rishonim, at least, there's overlap. And I'd like to try to explain briefly that overlap. And this is, again, a very fascinating topic. The implications for, you know, general hashkafas are very important as well. So let's start with several issues. Okay, number one. As I think I mentioned previously, the question of placement and treatment. The Rambam deals, we're going to pay particular attention to the Rambam here. The Rambam deals with the topic of Yehari Vayavar in Hilchos Yisrael Yatara, Perakeh. Kol Beis Yisrael Metzuvin Al Kiddush Hashem. We have it here in our sheets. Perakeh, Halacha, Aleph, is how it begins. It's on page 2. We don't have lines, so it's even clearer. Starting from number 32, right? This is Perkei Alach Aleph. The chapter heading is called Beis Yisrael Metzuvin Al Kiddush Hashem. I'll go to the bottom of, for those who don't have lines yet, you know, so the bottom of the page 2, the last entry, called Beis Yisrael. By the way, it's a fascinating phrase, Beis Yisrael, right? Kol beis Yisrael mitzuvin al kiddush Hashem agadol shenemar b'nikdashi b'sof bnei Yisrael u'mitzuvin shol l'chalo shenemar b'lo s'chalu Hashem kachi. Ketzad kishiyam rov kachom v'yam s'is Yisrael, somebody comes up and threatens a Jew, lava alachas v'kobet s'amur s'vatora, to violate the Torah, or yahargeno, or you'll be killed, yahava v'al yaharik. You should violate and not be killed. By the way, there's an interesting quirk here, which most of the Kalim ignore, or they explain away, but personally I think it's very important, and that is the Rambam starts off with the Din of Chilul and Kiddush Hashem. And then the Ketzad, the first example that he gives seems to be in the opposite direction. The first one isn't an example where you give up your life, it's the example where you don't give up your life. So some Mepharshim will have spoken about it. They either dismissed it, fought Dafka, or they, whatever. I think this is very important. I think it's the Rambam's way of saying that, this is, foreshadowing the next line, which he repeats again in the next halacha, and that is in the cases where you're supposed to succumb and not give up your life, right? That's also a Kiddush Hashem. Now, this following the dictates of the halacha, right, and choosing the sanctity of life, when that is the norm, right, that constitutes Kiddush Hashem, and violating it, which the Rambam describes as Harezim, the Schayi Benatsho, isn't just technically improper, it's also a Chilul Hashem, which is a different perspective on what Kiddush Chilul Hashem normally mean, but I think it's very important. Anyways, most people don't interpret that way, but I think that's what the Rambam really means.
Is it more than Chilul Hashem? Is it suicide?
It isn't, he doesn't, the Ramban, as we talked about last week, uses the quote of Pasuk Achas Simcham Nashoseichem Edrosh, which is suicide. The Rambam does not quote that Pasuk, but he does use the expression, both here in Halach Aleph and again in Halach Beis, HaReza Mitzchai B'Nacho, which is harsher than Kiddush Chil Hashem. But I want to show that it's also Kiddush Chil Hashem. Meaning, don't think that it's a Kiddush Hashem, but you're Mitzchai B'Nacho. Meaning, you might think, the drama, the impact, the fact that you're willing to give up your life, even though you don't have to, in a certain sense, that's Kiddush Hashem. The only thing is, you're violating something else, namely the sanctity of life. HaRezim Nishchai B'Nafsho. What I'm suggesting is, the Rambam's telling you, this HaRezim Nishchai B'Nafsho is across the board. Meaning, it colors, it taints everything you've done here. Don't think there's Kiddush Chil Hashem in it either. It's the opposite. Okay, anyways. The Rambam, the whole parak relates to Kiddush Chil Hashem. I said the last halakha on the parak, which I don't have here, is the halakha of the Gemara in Yuma. You should pay your bills on time. If you're a Talmud Chacham, you should speak Menachas and Mabrios. In other words, being a good ambassador of Torah. That's part of the Ahavtas Hashem Elokecha. So Mitzchilo Yad Sof, the Perek, deals with Kiddush Chilul Hashem. In Sefer Mitzvos, Lo Sa'asei Samach Gimel, when the Ram speaks about the Isra of Chilul Hashem, that's when he, again, takes up the issue of the Siris Nefesh, not only in Farhesia, not only in Shas HaShmad, but in the Gimel of Averus as well. Contrast that to the Urayim, who, when he deals with the Gimel of Averus, does so in the context of the mitzvah, or the Isra rather, of Avodah Zarah. The Shulchan Aruch also deals with these topics in Yoredeya, Simin Kuf Nun Zayin, in the context of Avodah Zarah. So, already in terms of placement, right, it's implied that we're dealing with different perspectives here. But of course the issue is much more than that of placement. So let's take the first issue to explore. And that is, we already mentioned, the question of Hanoas Atzma. So the Balamor has the Shita that Balamor is of the opinion. I'm going to skip the first part of the Balamor here. It's on page 1. Just read the two lines that the Ramban quotes of it. This is line 14 and 15, for those of you who have it. But the second little, right in the beginning. Bechavas Hashem, then you have Ba'oda, Bai Omar, the court of the Balamor. Hester Karka, Olamaitzva, Hani Milik Kulu, the Kamakabin, and Achri Lavuri, the Israel. Avalanas Atzma, Loshnachi, Loshnachi Shari. The Balamor amazingly says that when the Gemara and Sanhedrin, now the Gemara and Sanhedrin went like this. The Gemara says, Abha Esther Farhes Yehavah. Remember, the Gemara says, Gimel Averos, Yehari Vayavar. Parhesya, Afila Mitzvakala, Yehari Vayavar. Shaf HaShmad, Afila Mitzvakala, Yehari Vayavar. But three different categories of Yehari Vayavar. So the Gemara says, the Esther, Parhesya, everybody knew about the story of Mordechai and Esther. Or I should say Achashverosh and Esther. Yeah. Everybody also guys knew about Mordechai and Esther. So it's Parhesya, she should have given up her life. So the Gemara gives two answers. Abaya says, Karko Levaya. I hope we'll get back to that. She was passive and therefore she didn't need to give up her life. We'll talk about that, I hope. That's close to this discussion. That's Abaya. Rava says, Hanas Atzmo Shaini. Achashverosh didn't even know she was Jewish. Right? He wasn't interested in proving to her that, you know, that he was more powerful than her God. He thought that she was his wife, right? And he was motivated by personal pleasure. And that's Atzmo Shaini. That's the Gemara. So the Baal Amor says, always trying to ask the question, why does the Gemara say Ha'Esther Farhesya? It should have said Ha'Esther Gilei Arayos. Especially if you take the view that she was married to Mordechai, which is a question, right? That's what the Medrash says. Labas, Labayas, right? Okay. So this is the Rishonim's question. So the Baal Amor's answer is Inochanami, but it doesn't matter because it's the same answer. The Gemara could have asked the question Esther Farhesya, but the answer of Hanas Atzmo applies anyway. The Gemara could have asked the question Gilei Arayos. What did I say, Farhesya? I'm sorry. The Gemara didn't only have to ask the question of Esther Farhesya. They could have also asked Esther Gilei Arayos. The answer would be the same. Amarava Hanas Atzmo Shaini. But then the Baal Amor came out with a very big finish. Now the Baal Amor himself, amazingly, says that in theory this finish applies to all Gimel Averos. The Hanas Atzmo is Mutter. There's no Yehari Vayavar. The only thing is, he says, I can't figure out a case of Avodah Zarah. And I can't figure out a case of Shmichu Zanin. But if I could figure it out, and if my imagination, in other words, would be open to a Hechatimtzi, I'd say that Rotseach and Gilei Arayos and Avodah Zarah, L'Hanas Atzmo, would be Mutter. Right? The Ramban says, I can at least find you an Avodah Zarah case if you'd like. Right? And the Meiri says, I can find you cases of Rotseach too. Hanas Atzmo. He's a hitman, he's getting paid for it, whatever. It's his enemy, you know, whatever it is. It's going to solve a lot of problems for him. This guy is no longer, you know, there to, you know, to be a problem. The idea that even Rotseach, right, the Hanas Atzmo, right, would be Yavor V'Aliyeh Horeg, given Svara, Sanashim, as you can understand. But this is the Baal Amor. Now, what's the basis of the Baal Amor? No. Why is it Hanas Atzmo? You're very kind, in a way.
Requires willful
intent,
right?
Hanas Atzmo is not intent. Hanas Atzmo means that it isn't, it isn't a matter, he's not trying to force the other fellow to violate. He's doing something which is based on his benefit.
Are we talking about I'm forcing somebody else to do something to a third party? Or am I talking about, say, asking myself who is going to murder someone else?
Somebody says to right. So okay. So the point is, what is the basis of the Baal Amor? So the Ramban already hints at it, right? The Ramban, number one, the Ramban attacks it. The Ramban says, I can prove too many cases, most cases of Gilei Arayos Hanas Atzmo, and yet we say Yehari Vayavar. Not only that, says the Ramban, but Pekol Misrach and Chutz Mi'Atzei Asherah, right? The case of our Gemara here in Psachim is a case of medicine. Right? Why is he partaking of medicine? In order to save his own life. Correct? Isn't that Hanas Atzmo? The Gemara has the case of the Hello Libo Tina, but we talked about this case quite a bit. He has this obsession with this woman, right? And he's going to die. That's your Hagbah Yavor. That's not Laburei Aladas. I'm sorry, what?
That's not a third party. Those are direct parties. That's
Fair and Nachash Radosh. In Gidei Arayos, you're asking about Rateya.
Right, so I'm saying that why can't you analogously just do Rateya?
I'm not following.
You're dealing with two parties, both by Rateya and by Lord Zara. You're dealing with either the individual by Lord Zara or by Arayos by two parties. And you say, I'm not asking, the answer is, I'm not doing it for any ulterior motive. I'm doing it for my personal pleasure.
Right.
So why analogously you should say Rotseach means I'm killing somebody. No.
I mean, you're saying is like the Meiri. You're saying you can't figure out a case where if he wants to have this guy killed, probably it's for his benefit.
That goes for a third party. What I'm saying is that...
No. All I was saying about the third party is, I mean, most cases, the question is, what is the guy's motivation? It's hard to understand why having somebody else be killed is his personal pleasure. I mean, in the case of Gileadites, we understand that there's physical pleasure involved. In the case of Rotseach, how is having A kill B? I say you kill him or I'll kill you. So I'm having A kill B. I say to A, kill B or I'll kill you.
And
you're enjoyed it.
And Avodah Zarah, I put a gun to his head, and I say, I want you to be over to Avodah Zarah. And in Gilead Arayos, I myself am interacting. We could find negatives. The point I'm making is false. The Ramban says, listen, what about the public shop and the Chatzmi Afri Asherah? Right? So we'll get back to that in just a second. I think that's very important. But what's the idea? So the Ramban...
Can I just ask one question?
Sure.
On the Kabbalah aspect over here...
I didn't discuss it yet, but okay.
Well, the Gemara said, you mentioned the Gemara.
Yeah, but...
But the prototype of Naram and Rasa is Tehor, is the Atavor, is the Sheath Kabbalah. I didn't even know the whole concept of Yavor from Naram and Rasa.
I'm not following what you're asking.
Nara Marasa, somebody is trying to rape this girl.
Right.
So, but that's a case of Kakola. So how do you deduce that Yehor Vayavor, by Gilead Rice, and Amarasa, that's the...
You're assuming that Karka Olam is a heter, according to Abai, is a heter for Gilead Rice.
Yeah, well, that's what the Gemara says.
No.
Esther before Hesia.
Right.
So she was Kakola.
Yeah, but the Gemara asked it by Farhesia. It doesn't say by Gilead Arayos.
But you're extending it to Gilead Arayos.
Who's me? Well, how do you know I didn't extend it? The Bali Tosis did.
Right.
The Bali Tosis, that's not our Tosis here, I'm talking. The Tosin Sanhedrin and a bunch of Tosin in Ksuvis and Sanhedrin, a bunch of other places, Tosis says what you're saying, but it's not such a double Pashat at all. Probably not true for the Rambam at all. Meaning the Gemara, the whole discussion of both Karka Olam and Anas Atmo in the Gemara are in connection with Farhesia. The question is, do they apply also to the Gimel Averos? I'm discussing that now in the Balamor. Balamor says it applies to Farhesia, it applies to the Gimel Averos too. Right? And I'll show you in a minute that the Ramban disagrees. The same question could be applied, although I didn't discuss it yet, to Karka Olam. Now, the Balei Tosfos here, actually Tosfos here does also, because that's the Girsa, Yeoreg Valyavar, Teoreg Valyavar. Tosfos says you have to have the Girsa of Yeoreg Valyavar, and not Teoreg Valtavar, because of what you just said. Because she's always Karka Olam, and therefore, Gilei Arayos is never Yeoreg Valyavar. That's Tosfos's view, unless, says Tosfos, I hope I'll get to it today, unless Tosfos says she actively seduces him. Right? That's a different story. But otherwise, that's a part of the Girsa question. But, in terms of the Gemara, that's not clear at all. Because the Gemara only says this din by Farhesia. Now, Tosa says in Sanhedrin, that they don't say here, that if it's true in Farhesia, it's even more true in Gilead Arayos. Because you might have thought, says Tosa, this is actually relevant to us, you might have thought that Farhesia is all about Kiddush Mechil Hashem. What do I care if it's but maybe the Gibel Averos, where it's the mites of Gilead Arayos, maybe it's only a Kumbase, not a Sheval Tasa. Right? So in other words, the Gemara didn't even need to post his answer. How come the Gemara didn't say Kar called him by Gilead Arayos? That's because that was obvious. They're saying, well, Esther Farhatsia. Then Esther is Gilead Arayos. We have a new Pashut answer, Kar Ka'olam. But maybe Kar Ka'olam won't help you for the Kiddush Hashem, for the Chilul Hashem, says Tosas. The answer is no, even there we apply it according to Abaya. But the Rambam, I don't know if the Rambam, I don't think the Rambam applies Kar Ka'olam. Reb Chaim thought he didn't to Gilead Arayos. You have to be careful, that's not in the Gemara. Okay.
One is the case by Sodom, one is the case by here.
Right.
So who
wrote up
with the Pashas reading
of
the Chumash is that in this
Sunday
she was a willing participant.
But the
Narmarasa
is not
heard.
It's about him.
No, so he can't.
What I'm saying is, if somebody says to him, right. The answer is Sehari Vayav. Forget about her. Now, what status of her is? So that's the machlokas. A, does Kar Ka'olam help you at all? If it does help you, so is there... The Tosfos has it both ways. Kar Ka'olam helps you, but if she is the seducer, even though the physical ma'isa avera, she's passive, that won't be considered Kar Ka'olam anymore. And other people think, no, if you're going to go with that, go all the way with it, meaning she's always passive. But that's her, right? He was asking about... Yeah, I mean, but I'm just saying it depends on the girsa. That depends on the girsa. Is it Tehareg Be'al Tavar? Or is it Yehareg? That's the question of the girsa. Okay. Now, so what's going on? What is it with the Balamar? And he says it at all three. That's even more amazing. The answer is the Balamar again. Where did Hanas Atzmo come from? In the Gemara, Rav Amar. To explain what? Esther Farhatsia. Correct? So, just because these answers apply to Farhatsia, does that mean that they apply to... So there are three positions you could take here, logically. Right. One is, well, if these haterim apply to Farhatsia, and the Gemara doesn't apply to Gilead Arayos, so they don't apply to Gilead Arayos. The other is the opposite view, like Tosa said by Kar Ka'olam. They certainly apply to Gilead Arayos. Right? The question is, do they also apply to Farhatsia? And that's why the Gemara thinks it's a Chiddush, and that's what the Gemara zeroes in on. The third option is, there's no difference between the Yehari Vayavar and Farhatsia, and of Gilead Arayos, Rotzeach, etc. There's no such thing. All Yehari Vayavars are the same. So what difference does it make? They're equal. Obviously, that's what the Balamar felt. So the idea of the Balamar is what? That Gilead Arayos, Shiva Zalim, and of Adazara, what is the Mechayev? Alpha Pishatzina Haba, Chil Hashem. And we know that Chil Hashem doesn't apply, but Hanas Atzmo. So that's what the Ramban disputes. If you look here on page 2, the Ramban wants to dispute it. He says, listen, this is four lines down. Well, it's so easy now. You have to count. I'm going to lose my ability to count. The last four, maybe we should number the words. The last four words on the fourth line. Teda. Sharei Gimel Aver. Go earlier. Two more words earlier. Shmamina Afla Nos Atzmo Lehuta Meklala. This is all rejection of Ramba, of the Balamar. It's not true. It's really not true. Etc. Teda. Sharei Gimel Aver Zema Chamuros. Lo Mekdei Kiddush Hashem Nasru. Lepika Chakadu Shenu Miskavin Lavir. O Asur. Avol Shara Aver Shenasru Mivinikdashti. Hutru La Nos Atzmo Meleka Mishum Kiddush Hashem. Right? The love Gilead Arayosu, who could actually in the Gemara, Esther Farhatsia, the law actually Gilead Arayos have a Mishum Dua Mikri Gilead Arayos, Elabinar Marasa Shazinsa, etc. The parameters we get to are really interesting. Every line here is interesting. I don't know if we'll get to that today. Anyways, what's the point? What's Ramban saying? Ramban is saying the assumption, the premise of the Balamar, and the whole thing is wrong. Because our Ahetayrin for the Yehari Vayavar of Farhatsia, which is based on Kiddush Rechil Lashem, doesn't mean that they extend to the Gimel Averos, which are based on Chumras or Avera. So then it becomes interesting if he would be Mechalek within the Gimel. Right? Later on, the Ramban mentions, if you look in the second piece on that page, Mechalek Lashem, I'll give you the line number again, it's a line... the Afal P, this is on page 24. Line 24. in the second, Muhammad Hashem on the page, right, it's about six lines down, for those who don't have this new system. The Alpha Pishu Omar, She'eni Odeya Baba Dezara Derech She'ela Noth Atzmo, and the Balamar said, I just can't think of a case. Okay. Kadeshia Mutter, but in principle he thinks it would work, if you could find one. But if you have enough ingenuity to come up with a case for Rotzeach and Avodah Zarah, Balamar is going to say, wow, you can violate. Hare Osa Maisa Bevadi Lanos Atzmo, Velo La Biro. He said the case that he's talking about, which is Ka'oki V'dimuniki, or actually the case of, it's the case of Mordechai. He says, how come Mordechai didn't bow down to Haman? Right? He should have bowed down to Haman. Was it real about Azara? So he says, let's go up a few lines. V'od samach l'davar mima shaloya Mordechai, four lines up. V'od samach l'davar mima shaloya Mordechai koreo mishnachar al Haman. How come Mordechai didn't bow down to Shah to Haman? Why did Haman want him to bow down? Because Haman thought that he was really an Avodah Zarah. He wanted the kavod. He wanted to show everybody that even Mordechai bowed down to him. Ego. Right? Avodah Zarah lahanas atzmo mutter. Min adin lefi divrei Baal Amor. He says the case of Muhammad is a case of Hanas Atzmo of Adazara ego. Right? But of course one could have said, if you don't know like Balamar, you could say, Balamar is right about Gilei Arayos, that's Gilei Hashem. Avodah Zarah, that's my Sadeh, or certainly Rotzeach, that's my Sadeh. That's a different story. So that's one issue. We'll get back, if we get a chance, we'll talk about it more. What about Hanas Atzmo in Shas HaShmad? Right? So that's also my focus, Rishonim. Even the Rishonim who say that Shas HaShmad, like Ramban, does not work in the Gimel Averos, because what does Ramban think about the Gimel Averos? Chumras Avera. Not even Kiddush Kel Hashem. But what will he say about Shas HaShmad? Within that view, this is my focus Rishonim. Some Rishonim say, well, it's like Farhesia. We say Farhesia, we say Shas HaShmad. They're both Midin Kel Hashem. But if we say that Shas HaShmad is an expansion of Avodah Zarah, it's a test of religious loyalty, right? So then that becomes an extended Chumras Avera. And I know it's not someone to help you, according to this view. What about Avar Velo Neharag? Let's look at that for a moment. So look at the page 4 for a minute. I think it's 4, yeah. Very famous Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara says, Talmud Bavli Sanhedrin Samach Aleph Amud Beis. Again, those who have it, it's line 13. Itmar. Ha'ovid about Azara me'ava u'me'yira. Gemara says, let's say you're ovid about Azara me'ava u'me'yira, whatever that means. Me'ava part is strange. Me'yira, pashtus is, the Rambam interprets it. The Rambam interprets it as for aesthetic reasons, or he has some fear of this about Azara, not somebody put the gun to his head. It's a strange Rambam. Anyways, David Bond feels very upset about it, and the Ramach and Raibin are upset about it. It's Rambam. So what's going on? Aesthetic? P.O. That's Avodah Zarah. Anyway, the pashtus is, I don't know about the Abba, but the Yira is, the pressure. Somebody coerces him, right, to worship Avodah Zarah, and he does it. So Abaye Amachayev, Rabba says Potter. Abaye Amachayev, the Polcha, he was over to Avodah Zarah. Rabba Mar Potter, Ikib Lolev Elokahim, Ilolo, what we were talking about before. But there's a subjective component in Avodah Zarah, namely, he's insincere, so maybe it doesn't mean anything. Now, next entry, Tosas asks, Rava Mapator, what's the problem? But it's Yehari Vayabar. He's supposed to give up his life. How can you say Potter? Alpha gav the perik ben sorim or amar b'parus kachov miyari val yavar. So how could it be that if he violates, that he's patur? So Tosfos says two grants. Yeshom enei dechayv limsa atzma lechatzkila. Vikamok amechem lamasa atzma lo mechayv misa. He's obligated to give up his life, but if he doesn't meet the challenge, right, he's patur. He doesn't have to forfeit his life. Then Lomar the Rebbe Latamei Dama Perik Rabbi Shmuel Afilonis Kochavim Betzin and Ember Vechayim Beloshiyam Aspanim. Lest you think, oh no, this is Rabbi. He holds like Rabbi Shmuel that Betzina there's no Chiyuv Liharig Vayavar in Avodah Zara. In Avodah Zara, we'll get to it. I hope in a few minutes. In Masechet Avodah Zara, Tosfos also considers that there. He says Chatz V'Shalom that Rabbi Paskul like Rabbi Shmuel. It's a very interesting phrase. We'll see it in a couple of minutes. You want to say that Rava doesn't pasken like Rabbi Shmuel? Great, but chas v'shalom. So terrible to pasken like Rabbi Shmuel. This is a little history, I think. Meaning, in Ashkenaz, right, the topic of the Mesiras Nefesh was a very emotionally laden topic. Right? Unfortunately, it was a very practical topic. But we know that, in this period in France and in Germany, there were numerous pogroms, and Jews had to give up their lives. They were tested in this way. The famous Ram Rutenberg tshuva, what do you do about the person who killed his family, and then it turns out that he wouldn't have had to kill his family. I mean, very emotionally wrenching issue. So the idea that maybe we paskin like Rabbi Ishmael, that Betzina, the zonchi of Mesiras Nefesh, when so many Jews died, Al Kiddush Hashem, I think that's supposed to say. So it became just a strange thing. Chas v'shalom the Paskin or Kabishma. That's supposed to say in about his own. Anyways, what it's supposed to say here. The first answer is a Chiv Yarig Vayavar. This is also interesting, right? But if you don't meet the challenge, you don't get the death penalty. Din Kain, Hani Demaisi, Lehmadasi, Command Amar Perik Ben Sora, Yarig Vayavar, to put the Tanai. There's another answer. Yeshim Farshim. Hadaberik Vayavar, Aina Bistam of a Kachavim. Achai Rabba Kachavim Shakalov the Miyavo Miyira. Do me the Haman. Everybody knows this isn't real. Right? The Maisi, we're talking about Haman. Umasni, the Echad Obed, Mashmalay, Tarikai Gavin, Vibisam of Kachavim, Litzrich, Tashmina, Masnisan, and so on. So what's going on here? By the way, look at the end for a minute, two lines from bottom. Right? Everybody seems to be asking these questions. How come Mordechai was so adamant? Right? After all, if what we're saying now is that it wasn't a real, everybody knew it wasn't a real Mordechai. He was wearing tzelem on his clothing. Inami mishum kiddush Hashem. This is very important. Kedamina birushami d'shvias. This is a Balitosis view, which appears in a few places, that a person can volunteer against Rambam and against Ramban, that a Jew can volunteer to be Moser Nefesh even if there's no Chiyuv. But the parameters of that are very tricky, also very important. Anyways, what are the two days in Tosis? Avar v'lonera chayv misar na. So the Pashtus, that's exactly our question. Or put it this way, it goes in one direction, maybe not in the other. If you take the second view of Tosfos, what's the second view of Tosfos? If it was a real about a Zara, and you didn't meet the challenge, you would be liable to the death penalty. That can only be if on some level, what's on the agenda here? What have you violated? The Chumras Aveir. Right? Because you don't get the death penalty for Chilul Hashem. You do get the death penalty for a willing act of Avodah Zarah. This wasn't a willing act, but since it's no hetzer pikuach nefesh, it's still an act of Avodah Zarah, and you get the Chiyuv Misa. So the second day of the day that says that Avar v'lo Nerag Chayv Misa has to hold Chumrat Aveir. And indeed, the Ramach, the Urayim, Rab David Bonfil, all of them hold that in general, when it comes to the Gimel Aveiros, Avar v'lo Nerag is Chayv Misa. The Urayim works out perfectly, because the Urayim dealt with the whole issue of the Gimel Aveiros, right, in the context of Avodah Zarah. So that works out very nicely. What if you hold the first day of Tosfos, which is most Tosfos don't hold that way? Tosfos Avodah Zarah, Tosfos Yevamos, they all assume the first way. So that could be explained in one of two ways. One is that the only thing at stake is if there's no din of chumras avera, why you have to give up your life? Because of kiddush v'chilul Hashem. Even the tzinah, there's kiddush v'chilul Hashem in the gimel averos. But that's not a death penalty violation. It's not a death penalty infraction. So you're never going to get the death penalty. Right? Or, really, the chumras avera is the chiyuv. But there's still a pteronus. There are two issues. One is pikuach nefesh, and the other is pteronus. There's no hekter pikuach nefesh based on the chumras avera. But that doesn't mean that there isn't a ptur onesh of onus. Maybe there still is. Because what you did was still under duress. You didn't do it voluntarily. You weren't allowed to submit to the duress. Unlike cases of pikuach nefesh where you're supposed to give in. Question is there a ptur onus when there's a chiyuv mesiras nefesh and no hekter pikuach nefesh? So if you look at the Rambam on this issue, here it's where it starts getting a little complicated. What do we say already? That the Rambam deals with all these dinim in Parakei Yechus and Sadiyat Torah and in Sefer Mitzvot in the context of Kel Hashem, right? So what should the Rambam's view be if Ovav Lo Nera? What should his view be? He'd be potter because there's no death penalty for Chilul Hashem, correct? So mostly that's true, but A, there's an exception. And B, even though it's true, the formulations are a little tricky. Look at Halacha Dalet. This is page 3. Parakei Halacha Dalet. Kol mi shenemar bo yavar v'al yehareg v'nerek v'lo avar rezim v'chai v'napsha. If you're supposed to save your life and you give up your life, the Rambam says, rezim v'chai v'napsha. Strong words. The kol mi shenemar yehareg v'al yavar v'nerek v'lo avar. I read the Kiddush Hashem. If he did meet the challenge, that's Kiddush Hashem. Good. Once again, he's back in the framework of Kiddush Hashem. Vimayi Batsar Mi Yisrael. I read the Kiddush Hashem. Rabim. Actually, here the Rambam implies that even with being the tzinah, it's Kiddush Hashem. Correct? Kidaniel, Chananya, Mishael, Azariah, Rabbi Kiva, Chavero, Helen, Haruge, Malchus, Shein Malo, Malosan, Alei Nemar, Ki Alecha, Ragnu, Kol Ayom, Nechashavnu, Kitzon, Tivcha, Alei Nemar, Ispuli, Chaside Karse Brisi Alai Zebach. Many adds. Chol Mishenemar Yehari Balyavar Ba'avar Ba'lo Nerag. Let's say you didn't meet the challenge. Harei Zemechalos Hashem. So far it's perfect. Right? Chil Hashem. Vimhoi Yassar Miyassar Lebe Zechilos Hashem Barabim Ubitu Asei Shei Kiddush Hashem Avar Mitzasof Asei Shei Chil Hashem. Now he gets into trouble. Avar became a Pnei Shei Avar Ba'ones Ein Malkin also. What do you mean ein malkin the ein memisin because it's ones? He should just say because on the chumra swadeira there's pikuach nefesh. The only thing that's on the agenda is chilul b'kiddush Hashem, and they don't get malkus and they don't get misa. Unless is he just trying to say that the fact that there's ones is a basis for pikuach nefesh? Maybe. But it doesn't sound like it. Sounds like a little more than that, right? Shein malkin umemisin el laover biritzono be'edim v'hasra. Shenever nafsudosin mizar lamolech nusatini es panai v'ishahu v'piyash molonda hu la'onus l'shogig l'muta, etc.
Is that a finish about the edim and hasra or not?
No. No, that part is... Okay. Now look at halacha about. So already what we're saying is the Rambam is pretty orthodox and conventional and going according to the Kiddush Hashem, Chilul Hashem model, except that he's speaking a little too much about the... He should have just said, because the only thing on the agenda is a non-Malkus, non-Misa Chiyuv. The Chai Bahem wipes out the Avodah Zarah, the Gilai Wais, and the Shul Damim. Why is he speaking so much and telling us that Onus is a Ptur Onesh, Misa, Malkus, etc.? It gets even trickier in Halach above.
But what's the meaning of Shein Malkin and Misin Lohover Bersona Beidim Vasra?
Not onus.
What she's saying should be because there's no Chiyu Misa, Kiddush Hashem.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, but he seems to emphasize that there's no Eidim Hasra.
Yeah. No, not Eidim Hasra. He says you ignored it to the Chayim. Malkus, you need Eidim, Hasra, and Rabsa. Here you have Eidim and Hasra, but you don't have the Rabsa. That's what I'm asking. I'm saying He shouldn't have said it this way. He should have just said, well, there's not, the other stuff is neutralized. And there's no capital crime for Chil Hashem. This will bother me. Halacha Vav is even more of a problem. And it's not my... Halacha Hedalet may be my creation a little bit, but Halacha Vav is a known problem. Ram says, Ke'inin sh'amr ba'omsin, kach omr b'chalayim. What is true with a gun to your head, external pressure, is also true about illness, the pressures of illness. Keita, misha chala v'nata lamus, person is ill, v'amu harofim she'yirvafu b'dvar ploni ne'isurin shabatora, osin, the therapy requires an aveira, go ahead. With the exception of these three. What has he done so far? He's made the transition from Sanhedrin to Pesachim, Arsogya. Okay. Listen to this last line. Let's say he uses the therapy of Avodah Zarah Gilui Arayos to Shvichel Zanim. Olim Shino Sabezin Onesh Haroylo. He gets the onesh he deserves, which means the Misa. So the question is, why is there a difference between holy and honest? Now, in light of that, we can understand why he added Kinyan Shomer Bones and Kachomer B'chalayim on the first part. Let me ask another question very quickly. What is the Ram doing Halacha Zayin? This is my question. Halacha Bob is not my question. That's a known problem. Halacha Zayin is a more subtle thing. It's maybe not a question, but a Sahara, I'll call it. Halacha Zayin. How do you know that the Gimel Averos, even Sakana, you don't violate? What is the Salaka? The Gemara and Sakhim and Sanhedrin, the Makaros for the Gimel Averos. The question is very simple. The Rambam already developed the Gimel Averos in the context of Ones, right? He already said Yahari Vayavar. That he did already in Halakha Bates. Shouldn't he have said then? Uminayin, what's the Makar? Why does he wait until after he brings in the Sugya and Sakhim, and all of a sudden he's worried about the Makaros? Ah. So, two things. Number one, with respect to the stira of Pikuach Nefesh and Choli and Onus, I think that's what the Rambam makes a fuss about it. So here, let me just mention what the Rambam explained. I think it's the right explanation. And that is as follows. What do we say? Part of the question is, if there's no Het to Pikuach Nefesh, is there a Ptur Onus? Right? Normally there are two different dinim. Number one is something pikuach nefesh, so you're supposed to violate. And then there's something called coercion, duress, an act done under duress, right? It's not a full action, not an accountable, responsible, halachic action, and therefore you don't get onshin for it. But what happens if there's no het to pikuach nefesh? Is there still a ptur onus? That's an interesting question. According to the Ramach, Rav David Bonfield, the second day of post and Sanhedrin, etc., right? If there's no Hashem Pikuach Nefesh, there's also no Ptur Onus. And that's where you get Misa. The Rambam seems to be saying that even in the absence of Pikuach Nefesh, there is a Ptur Onus. But now the question is, what is Onus? Apparently, according to the Rambam, there's a difference between Sanhedrin and Tzachim. Sanhedrin, when the guy puts a gun to your head and he's pressuring you externally, right? In addition to the Pikuach Nefesh problem, there's an Onus problem. What you're doing under duress. But when you're ill, right, is that also considered duress? It is Pikuach Nefesh. But is it considered, what, self-coercion? It's under pressure, but is it, would you call it duress?
Why not?
Well, it's a question of where to draw the line, meaning that's an intern. You could say this is part of the fabric of life. You know, there's a terrible pressure. Right, but nobody's putting a gun to your head, right? Other Rishonim agree with you. I mean, the Ramban in Sanhedrin, right, actually calls the Bakom Shabbat Chutz Me'atzei Asherah case a case of onus. But the Rambam apparently thinks that there's a difference between pikuach nefesh and onus. Choli, right? And that's actually very meduyak in the language. I don't know if the Rav said this part, but Sina and I will. Ke'inyan sh'omer ba'onsin kach omer b'chaloi. What do you mean ba'onsin? That's just a way of characterizing the Sanhedrin case. You have an anos. Maybe what he's saying is more profound. Right? There, what we say in a case where there is alpidin, ones, duress, right? The same rules apply to chola, except there's a huge difference. In the case of chola, right, since it's ones, so abar velo nerag, you get the misa roilo. Because it's an onus. In the case of Sanhedrin, there's an onus. So that would be a very important chiluk. So what's going on in the Rambam generally? So I think that one could say the following. I think I have two things to say in the Rambam. One thing to say is that the Rambam felt there were two dinim. What do I mean by two dinim? What the Rambam felt was, that all things being equal, there's a din of Kiddush, the Chilul Hashem. And there's also a din of Chumras Avera. The Rambam begins the parak with the Kiddush, the Chilul Hashem. Right? And the Rambam says, Kol Beit Yisrael Mitzvah Al Kiddush, the Chilul Hashem, Im Arav Lo Nerag Yepatur. The transition is in the middle of Halacha Daled. There the Rambam is saying, well, actually, the reason that Abar Velo Nerag is Pater is twofold. In terms of the Kiddush Chilul Hashem part, says the Rambam, it's not an actionable offense. You don't get Malkus or Misa for that. Ah, what about the fact that there's also Chumras Avera, as I have yet to make clear, but which will probably become clear in a couple of minutes, right? As far as that is concerned, there's also Pater Onus. Then that's a transition to the Rambam saying, however, there's not always a Pater Onus, and therefore this second din of Chumras Avera is actually going to rear its head, right, in a much more dramatic way. Kishem Chomer Ba'onsim Ha'chomer B'Kalayim. However, since there's no Onus in Kalayim, Avar V'lo Nerag is Chayiv. So that's when the Rambam feels the pressure, say, Uminayin. How do I know that this, you know, that not only is there a mechayev of Kiddush Mechil Hashem, but how do I know that there's a din of Chumras Avera which would justify Onus Haroi? That's all of a sudden the Rambam had to quote the Pesukim. In a certain sense, but we might say that the Sugim Pesachim actually works better in general. There's no Onus, right? Maybe in a certain respect there's less Chil Hashem too, or there's no Chil Hashem. It's also part of the transition. But let me take it this way. The Ramban asked against the Baal HaMor, one of the questions Ramban asked against the Baal HaMor is, how can you say Hanos Atzmo is Mutter? Right? The Gemara says, Bakol Mesrapin, Refuah is Hanos Atzmo. That's Ramban's question. So the Meiri has an interesting ha'ara. Meiri says, the Baal HaMor will answer the Ramban simply. You're equating two things that are totally different. In the case of the Baal HaMor, we're talking about the Hana of the Anos. Right? He's trying to pressure you to violate, and he gets Hana. In the case of Psachim, it's not the Anos, it's the Nanas. It's the Avaryan. Right? Not the motivator who's being Nana. So the Baal HaMor will tell you, listen, when I said Hanos Atzmos, I had there, right? I mean for the Anos. I don't mean for the Abaryam.
The word is seven, stuff, aren't they?
Ah, so what I'd like to say is that maybe the Ramban understood that too. The Ramban didn't know there's a difference between an Anos and an Anos. But the Ramban will say, listen, one of two things. Number one, here they're one and the same. The Ramban actually does call Psachim Ones, unlike the Ramban. But let me take it a step further. Maybe the Ramban is trying to say something, or if he isn't, we might want to say something additional, something very profound if it's true. And that is as follows. the sugya in Sanhedrin, as the Rambam said, is about an anus. And for that reason, maybe there's a patur anus in Sanhedrin and not in Psachim. But in addition, that's more of a reason to look at the sugya in Sanhedrin in terms of Kiddush V'chil Hashem B'tzina as opposed to sugya in Psachim. When somebody pressures you and you're trying to answer to him, right, that's a chil of the Kiddush Hashem issue. But if a person's ill, he's ill. Right? You consider that, it's a matter of Kiddush V'chil Hashem. So maybe the idea of the Ramban was trying to prove that you can't compare Farhesia and Gimel Averos. Farhesia is about Kiddush V'chil Hashem. What's the Gimel Averos about? Chomer HaYisur. So one of the things Ramban says, look at the whole Sugya in Psachim proves this whole theory of the Baal HaMor is wrong. Because the Gimel Averos aren't limited to Sanhedrin, to an Anos. They also apply to case of a Kol Misrafin, to Refuah. There's no Kiddush V'chil Hashem in Refuah. All there is in Refuah is yes, Pikuach Nefesh, or no, because of the Chomesu Aveira. So the very sugya of Bakol Misrafin Chutz Me'atzi Asherah highlights the idea of Chomesu Aveira. I'm just saying this in a different way for the Rambam. That's why when it comes to the transition to Psachim does the Rambam say, how do you know the Bakar for the Gimel Averos? However, I'd like to make one other suggestion. We're not going to pursue it today. I'll finish with it next week. And that is another approach to the Rambam, which seems to be mixing these two things together, Kiddush Hashem and Chomer Salver. Instead of saying the Rambam has two demon, maybe we should rethink, and this is what I want to start to prove next week when we finish this, maybe we should rethink whether or not there isn't a deeper connection between Kiddush Hashem Hashem itself and rehabilitating the Chumra Suavera, right, that is maybe latent in every Avera, or at least in the Gimel Averas. But maybe this distinction between Kiddush V'chil Hashem on the one hand and Chumra Suavera on the other, for the Rambam, is more complex. And I'll try to show next week how it fits into his.